Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 66. From these thy children gathered in thy name, from hearts made whole, from lips redeemed from woe, thy praise, O Father, shall forever flow. Alleluia, alleluia. Hymn number 66. The scriptural will be given this morning by Carolyn from Canada.
Psalms. The Lord reigneth. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. Thou answerest them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth Yea, I will praise him among the multitude. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. For the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. Let us sing unto the Lord.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, who art in heaven, our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one, thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 64. From sense to soul, my pathway lies before me. From mist and shadow into truth's clear day, the dawn of all things real is breaking o'er me. My heart is singing, I have found the way. Hymn number 64.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin each Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, which is a training session in practical Christian science. We discuss this week's lesson, other topics that need to be covered, and learn how to practice better in our lives Christian science. And we had another really good one this morning, so if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com, and you'll also be able to find it on our YouTube channel and on our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets every Sunday at 11 a.m., and that Sunday school is available to children just about anywhere. It has its own dedicated teleconference number. And many of our students do not live in the area, but they participate on the telephone. And that means that if you don't live in the area and have a child of Sunday school age, your child can also attend via telephone. Just call us. We'll be happy to give you the number for the Sunday school, and our Sunday school teachers would be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. And at all of our services, we have a nursery available for infants and toddlers. So if you do visit, attend in person, you can bring the whole family. We have 18 different websites in 18 different languages. This is our outreach. This is our mission, to provide the very finest Christian science literature to as many people as possible around the world, and in many cases in their own language. And we are very grateful for those of you who have found one or more of our websites, have found our church, and have found the healing power of Christian science in your life. There's an article that's being featured on our English website that I'd like to point out. It's an excerpt entitled Fear by Mary Baker Eddy, featured on the cover page of our website. I recommend it very highly. Everyone is welcome here, and that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from Miscellaneous Writings by Mary Baker Eddy, which testimony attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Karen from California.
Page 441. I have been thinking for a long time that I would give my experience in coming out of sickness into the knowledge of health by reading Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. I was 60 years old, as we mortals count time, before I ever read one word of Christian Science. On July 2, 1890, I met a scientist who gave me a pamphlet called Christian Healing by the Reverend Mary B.G. Eddy. At that time, I was almost helpless. This lady advised me to buy Science and Health. I did so and tried to read it, but my hands were so lame I could not hold it, and I let it fall to the floor so often that it became unbound, and I laid it away and resumed my medicine. The following May, the scientist visited in this city again. She advised me to burn all my medicines and to lean unreservedly on the promises of God. I took her advice, had my book rebound in 3 volumes so I could hold it more easily, and now read it constantly, reading nothing else. Sometimes I would suffer intensely. Then I would get a little better, then more suffering, and so on, until August 1891, when all pain left me. I have had no return of it, and no disagreeable sensations of any kind, and am perfectly well in all respects. Surely, if we will but trust our Heavenly Father, He is sufficient for us. I hope someone of or near my age who is afflicted may read this and take courage, for I have demonstrated the fact that by reading Science and Health in connection with the Bible and trying to follow the teaching therein, one in the autumn of life may be made over new. I am so thankful to God for my great recovery. That remark of Sojourner Truth helps me to a better understanding of life in God. Quote, God is the great house that holds all His children. We dwell in Him as the fishes dwell in the seas, end quote. D.T.P.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 14 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject, Soul. The golden text is from Matthew. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. The responsive reading is from Psalms. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits.
Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases,
who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies.
Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him.
To such as keep His covenant, and to those that remember His commandments to do them.
Bless the Lord, ye His angels, that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His word.
Bless ye the Lord, all ye His hosts, ye ministers. ministers of his that do his pleasure.
Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Davy from Georgia will now read.
I will read from the Bible. Matthew. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Luke. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by. And behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with a palsy. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in, because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, Man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, What reason ye in your hearts? Whether is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Rise up and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise, and take up thy couch, and go into thine house. And immediately he rose up before them and took up that whereon he lay and departed to his own house, glorifying God. Matthew. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, talking with them. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed. For oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Acts. After that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And he said unto them, Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and the cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Matthew. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Luke. Behold, the kingdom of God is within you.
Carol will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Soul or spirit is God, unchangeable and eternal, and man coexists with and reflects soul, God, for man is God's image. As the individual ideal of truth, Christ Jesus came to rebuke rabbinical error and all sin, sickness, and death, to point out the way of truth and life. This ideal was demonstrated throughout the whole earthly career of Jesus, showing the difference between the offspring of soul and of material sense, of truth and of error. When speaking of God's children, not the children of men, Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is within you." That is, truth and love reign in the real man, showing that man in God's image is unfallen and eternal. We are commonly taught that there is a human soul which sins and is spiritually lost. That soul may be lost and yet be immortal. If soul could sin, spirit, soul, would be flesh instead of spirit. Soul is the divine principle of man and never sins. Hence, the immortality of soul. In science, we learn that it is material sense, not soul, which sins. And it will be found that it is the sense of sin which is lost, and not a sinful soul. Jesus walked on the waves, fed the multitude, healed the sick, and raised the dead in direct opposition to material laws. His acts were the demonstration of science, overcoming the false claims of material sense or law. When infringing some supposed law, you say that there is danger. This fear is the danger and induces the physical effects. We cannot in reality suffer from breaking anything except a moral or spiritual law. The so-called laws of mortal belief are destroyed by the understanding that soul is immortal and that mortal mind cannot legislate the times, periods, and types of disease with which mortals die. God is the lawmaker, but he is not the author of barbarous codes. In infinite life and love, there is no sickness, sin, nor death. And the scriptures declare that we live, move, and have our being in the infinite God. The principle and proof of Christianity are discerned by spiritual sense. They are set forth in Jesus' demonstrations, which show, by his healing the sick, casting out evils, and destroying death, the last enemy that shall be destroyed, his disregard of matter and its so-called laws. Knowing that soul and its attributes were forever manifested through man, the Master healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, feet to the lame, thus bringing to light the scientific action of the divine mind on human minds and bodies, and giving a better understanding of soul and salvation. Jesus healed sickness and sin by one and the same metaphysical process. Man is not a material habitation for soul. He is himself spiritual. The belief that God lives in matter is pantheistic. The error, which says that soul is in body, mind is in matter, and good is in evil, must unsay it and cease from such utterances, else God will continue to be hidden from humanity, and mortals will sin without knowing that they are sinning, will lean on matter instead of spirit, stumble with lameness, drop with drunkenness, consume with disease, all because of their blindness, their false sense concerning God and man. Dost thou love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind? This command includes much, even the surrender of all merely material sensation, affection, and worship. The invisible Christ was imperceptible to the so-called personal senses, whereas Jesus appeared as a bodily existence. This dual personality of the unseen and the seen, the spiritual and material, the eternal Christ and the corporeal Jesus, manifest in flesh, continued until the Master's ascension, when the human material concept, or Jesus, disappeared, while the spiritual self, or Christ, continues to exist in the eternal order of divine science, taking away the sins of the world as the Christ has always done, even before the human Jesus was incarnate to mortal eyes. Through discernment of the spiritual opposite of materiality, even the way through Christ truth, man will reopen with the key of divine science the gates of paradise, which human beliefs have closed, and will find himself unfallen, upright, pure, and free, not needing to consult almanacs for the probabilities either of his life or of the weather, not needing to study brainology to learn how much of a man he is. Mind's control over the universe, including man, is no longer an open question, but is demonstrable science. Jesus illustrated the divine principle and the power of immortal mind by healing sickness and sin and destroying the foundations of death. Truth has no beginning. The divine mind is the soul of man and gives man dominion over all things. Man was not created from a material basis, nor bidden to obey material laws which spirit never made. His province is in spiritual statutes, in the higher law of mind. Let us learn of the real and eternal and prepare for the reign of spirit, the kingdom of heaven, the reign and rule of universal harmony, which cannot be lost nor remain forever unseen. Kingdom of Heaven, the reign of harmony in divine science, the realm of unerring, eternal, and omnipotent mind, the atmosphere of spirit, where soul is supreme.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 208. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. O gentle presence, peace and joy and power, O life divine that owns each waiting hour, thou love that guards the nestling's faltering flight, keep thou my child on upward wing tonight. Hymn number 208.
Peter, James, and John up into a high shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. When from the lips of truth one mighty breath
Let's now sing hymn number 267. Our God is all in all. His children cannot fear. See baseless evil fall and know that God is here. Hymn number 267.
Our God is all in all. His children can't.
I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, on the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter, or its infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because he knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that had this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Psalm. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in God. Amen.